But you can have a sermon. You can sing songs.
你可以讲道，你可以唱歌。
You can say prayers.
你可以说祷告。
But they don't. The odor doesn't fill the house like praise and worship.
但是那个味道没有办法像赞美敬拜一样充满了房子。
And it can get so wonderful.
这可能变得非常的奇妙。
That nobody wants to go home.
没有人想要回家。
Just let me sit here and enjoy it.
就让我坐在这里享受好了。
Just enjoy it.
就是享受。
I don't get any dessert like this very often.
像这样的甜点我不是常吃到的。
Just let my nose have a good rest.
我就让我的鼻子好好的休息一下。
And enjoyment.
在享受它。
And that's what praise and worship is.
这就是敬拜跟赞美。
My spirit begins to enter into joy and thanksgiving.
我的灵开始进到了喜乐跟感谢里面。
And then if it begins to get a little bit low,
然后开始变得比较低了。
Someone else will come back, hey, I want to put some in too. Let me get my ointment out.
有的人会说，哎，当那气味变得比较低，有人说，哎，我也把我的香膏拿出来放在里面。
And sometimes almost everybody is just pouring out more ointment.
有时候几乎每一个人通通在把那个香膏给倒出来
till it gets very wonderful.
知道的事情就变得非常的美好
and now we're looking at Jesus telling us about his father.
我们在看的是耶稣跟我们显明他的父
The disciples didn't like it.
门徒不喜欢这个
Jesus loved it.
耶稣爱这个
And he says, and my father loves it.
他说我父也爱这个
Because if he did, then his father did.
因为如果他爱这样子的话他的父也爱
And praise and worship pleases God.
赞美跟敬拜讨神的喜悦
Very pleasing to God.
是神非常喜悦的
In fact, Paul says when you pray,
事实上保罗说当你祷告的时候
make your prayers with thanksgiving.
你要带着感谢来祷告
Make your prayers with thanksgiving.
你要带着感谢来祷告
And in old days,
在古时候
Whenever they offered their offerings,
每当他们献祭的时候
they had to put some sweet oil on it.
他们必须放一些油在上面
they had to put some ointment on it.
必须放一些油在上面
they had ointment on their altars.
他们的祭坛上要抹油
special smelling ointments.
有特别的香膏
they put it on the tabernacle.
他们也放在会幕上
they put it inside and outside.
里面外面都放
It's a very pungent, very strong odor.
那味道是非常强烈的，非常刺鼻的。
The recipe is in the book of Exodus, chapter 30.
它的配方是在出埃及记第三十章。
And God had them do it.
神要他们这样做。
And they had to use it.
而且他们必须这样用。
And put it on the priest.
必须放在祭司的身上。
And of course there's a reason.
当然这是有原因的。
God always has reasons for things.
神做事情总是有原因的。
You see, in those days, they...offered up sacrifices of animals.
在那个时代他们用动物来献祭。
Things don't smell very good when they're killing animals.
当他们在杀动物的时候味道不好闻的。
They don't smell good at all.
味道一点都不好闻。
There was a time in my life when I was a boy.
在我的以前是小孩子的时候。
I lived very within a mile of a place where they...killed a lot of animals, slaughterhouse.
我住的地方一里远的就是有屠宰场。
And sometimes the wind blew the wrong direction.
有时候风吹错了方向。
And we could smell all those ugly smells.
我们能够闻到那些很丑陋的味道。
And so God gave them perfume.
所以神给他们香膏。
So they couldn't smell those bad smells.
好让他们不会闻到那些不好闻的味道。
And when they came into the altar,
当他们到了祭坛前面
they offered up their offerings,
献上他们的祭物
they always had this sweet smelling odor.
总是有那个闻起来很甜蜜的香气
God likes it.
神喜欢这个
As I said before,
就像我前面讲过的
it's a symbol of thanksgiving or gratitude and worship.
这象征了感谢感恩还有敬拜
And he calls that a sweet odor.
而神称这个为香气
It pleases God.
是讨神喜悦的
And that's why when people begin to praise God and love him
这就是为什么当人开始赞美神敬拜神爱他的时候
The atmosphere will change
气氛就会改变了
And they'll come as that odor goes up the presence of God comes down
当那个香气上升的时候神的同在就降下
As if he's on his throne and some place are giving me an offering.
就仿佛他在宝座上，他说：“哎，有个地方在给我祭物。”
Well, let's go see where that is.
啊，我们去看看那个在哪里。
Oh, that's in Atlanta.
哦，在亚特兰大。
Oh, let's go see what's going on.
哎，我们去看看是怎么回事。
And the angels come also.
天使也来了。
Because they smell that sweet smelling savor.
因为他们闻到那个甜美的香气。
That pleases God.
那是讨神喜悦的。
And so he draws near.
所以他就靠近了。
And then he draws near.
他靠近的时候。
It gets all the sweeter.
就变得更甜美了。
But some people don't like it.
有的人不喜欢它。
Because it does draw the presence of God.
因为这确实会吸引神的同在。
Well, if they don't like it,
如果他们不喜欢的话，
then I have a suggestion.
那我有一个提议。
Then they can stand to their feet.
他们可以站起来。
And walk out the door.
走出门。
And go someplace else.
到别的地方去。
So their nose won't hurt.
好让他们鼻子不会受伤。
But I like it.
我喜欢这个。
And best of all, I know God likes it.
而最好的是，我知道神喜欢这个。
And this is a story that tells us.
这个故事就告诉了我们。
God rebuked the people that didn't like it.
神斥责那不喜欢这个的人。
He said, "Leave her alone."
他说，由她吧。
Let her do what she's doing.
让她做她正在做的事情。
She's offering a gift.Of thanksgiving to me.
他是在跟我献上感谢的祭。
Don't stop her.
不要拦住他。
She's offering a gift of love to me.
他是在跟我献上爱的礼物。
Don't stop her.
不要阻止他。
And when Jesus said, "Leave her alone,"
当耶稣说由他吧。
He used very strong words.
他用的字非常的强烈。
He wasn't talking very sweet.
他并不是很甜蜜的在说。
He said, "Leave her alone."
他说由他吧。
Let her do what she's doing.
让她做她正在做的事情。
He said, "Why look what he said."
来，我们来看他是怎么说的。
Leave her alone.
由她吧。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Against the day of my burying, she's done this.
她是为我安葬之日存留的。
The poor you always have with you.
因为常有穷人和你们同在。
You don't need this money for that.
你们不需要钱来做这个用。
At another place, he said.
还有在另外一个地方，他说。
And wherever they tell the gospel, they're going to tell about this woman.
每当他们述说福音的时候，都要讲这个女人的故事。
And he told the truth because I'm telling about her.
他讲的是真话，因为我就在讲这个女人的故事。
That wonderful thing she did.
就是这女人做的奇妙的事情。
Of love.
因为她有一个爱的礼物。
A gift that cost her very much.
这个礼物让她付上了很大的代价。
But she was so thankful.
但是她非常的感谢。
That her brother.Came back to live with her.
他的弟弟回来了，跟他生活在一起。
And she did everything she could to find a way to say thank you.
他就想尽了办法来说谢谢你。
And it didn't matter how much it cost.
不管要付多大的代价。
How long she'd saved that up? Maybe for 3 years. I don't know.
不管他花了多久才把那存起来，或许三年，我不知道。
I know it was a full pound, and that's a lot.
但是我知道那是一磅的，非常多。
But she didn't waste it.
他没有浪费。
She said a very wonderful thank you.
她说了一个非常美好的谢谢你。
And you know, to thank God, to praise God is one of the most wonderful things you can do.
你知道你所能够做的最奇妙的事情就是赞美神，感谢他。
When people lose their thankfulness,
当人们失去了感谢
and their gratitude for all the things God does for them,
为了神所做的一切失去了感激
they begin to cut themselves off from the help of God.
他们就开始使自己脱离了神的帮助。
Romans 1 tells me that.
罗马书第一章这样子告诉我。
Maybe go read that.
或许我们可以一起来看。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
We have the story how people fall away from God.
这边告诉我们人是怎么样的远离了神。
And in verse 21 it tells me.
二十一节告诉我们。罗马书一章二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Read also up to verse 24. Reading verse 24.
我们一直把它读到第二十四节，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
And it ends up by saying, therefore, God gave them up. He quit working with them anymore.
所以呢，结果就是神放弃他们了，神不在他们身上做工。
The first thing, they knew God.
第一点，他们知道神的。
But they didn't give him glory.
但是却不将荣耀归给他。
And they were not thankful.
而且他们也不感谢他。
And then, to be thankful is a wonderful thing.
能够感谢是很奇妙的事情。
We have all met ingratitude in our life.
我们在生命中都有过一些事情让我们感激。
You've done a nice thing for somebody.
你为别人做了一件很好的事情。
That they didn't bother to say thank you.
他们甚至没有想要说谢谢。
And it kind of hurt you.
就让你不舒服。
You kind of wish they'd recognize that you wanted to do something nice for them.
你真的希望他们也知道说你想要为他们做一些好的事情。
They didn't pay much attention.
但是他们都没有注意。
We all made ingratitude.
我们都曾经不感激过。
Gratitude.Especially when it's expressed.
感激特别是表达出来的时候
It's a very lovely thing amongst human beings.
是人类中间很美的一件事
It's always encouraging.
总是会鼓励人
The more you have gratefulness.
你越有感恩
Even to your children.
甚至对你的孩子
The more they'll be encouraged.
他们就会越得着鼓励
And they'll try harder.
他们会更努力地尝试
And of course, the more you criticize them,
当然如果你越批评他们
the more discouraged they'll be.
他们就会越灰心。
Gratitude's a wonderful thing.
感恩是一件很美好的东西。
Shall I say, plant food, it makes a plant grow better?
就好像你种一个东西把那个就像肥料一样你把它放下去了使得那个植物长得更好。
And God likes it.
神也爱这个。
And he wants us to have it in our relationship with him.
神要我们在跟他的关系中有感恩。
That's why I said, when you offer your prayers, offer them with thanksgiving.
这就是为什么他讲说，当你要献上你的祷告的时候，就要带着感谢。
Don't even wait till he answers your prayer.
甚至不要等到他已经应允了你的祷告。
Because faith knows he will answer it.
因为信心知道他会应允。
And so I say thank you now.
所以我现在就说谢谢你。
Because I know he will.
因为我知道他会成就。
And I have a heart.It's grateful.
而且我有一颗感恩的心。
And God can work with grateful hearts.
神能够在感恩的心上做工。
That's why we take time to praise the Lord in our services.
这就是为什么我们在聚会里面花时间来赞美主。
In fact, I consider it a very, very important part of a service.
事实上我认为这是聚会当中非常非常重要的部分。
To worship and praise God.
就是敬拜赞美神。
It's like an ointment.
就像香膏一样。
Especially when it comes from your heart.
特别是如果那是发自你的内心
offering unto the Lord,
是献给主的
The Bible talks about the sacrifices of thanksgiving
圣经上有说到感谢的祭
Or again it says it's the sacrifice of joy
也有讲到喜乐的祭
Sacrifice of praise
有赞美的祭
Those things we offer to God
就是我们献给神的
And he loves it
他爱这些
And this story tells us that
这个故事就告诉了我们
And Jesus protected the womanThat they were criticizing.
耶稣保护了那位别人在批评的女人。
And in the Bible,
在圣经里
in the realm of pictures,
在图画的领域方面
and Bible pictures we call types.
在圣经里的图画我们就称为那个象征或者预表。
The woman is a type of a church.
那个女人就预表了教会。
And so.This is a picture of a church that offers thanksgiving to God.
所以这就是教会在跟神献上感谢祭的
图画。And people come into that church and they don't like it.
人们进到那个教会不喜欢这样。
Why all this wasted time?
浪费时间。
Well, it took 3 hours for a service this morning.
今天早上聚会花了三个小时。
Why don't you just preach a sermon? Let us go home.
为什么不讲一篇道让我们回家就好呢
？Well, my friend, if you're hungry, just go.
我朋友，如果你饿了，你就走吧。
But we want to stay.And pour out an offering of thanksgiving.
但是我们想要留下来，将我们感谢的祭倾倒出来。
And there's something about it I can't understand it.
而这个东西当中有一些事情是我不懂的。
But when Mary poured out that ointment,
帮玛利亚把那个香膏倒出来的时候
，she smelled it too.
她自己也闻到了
，didn't she?
对不对
？And when you pour out an offering, you get the benefit too.
当你把那个祭物倒出来的时候，你自己也得到了好处。
When it's locked up in his bottle, you can't smell it.
如果是锁在瓶子里面的话，你闻不到。
Mary couldn't smell it.
玛利亚闻不到的。
When she poured it out.
但是她倒出来了。
All over Jesus.
倒在耶稣的全身。
Oh, but everybody could smell it, and she could smell it, so she got the benefit too.
每个人都闻得到，她也闻到了，所以她也得着了好处。
And that's something about praise.
这就是赞美。
And something about worship.
这就是敬拜。
The more you give, the more you get.
你给的越多，你得的就越多。
It's more wonderful to you too.
对你来讲也更奇妙。
And it changes my attitude in life.
这改变了我生活的态度。
And I don't go along anymore home discouraged and full of self-pity.
我不会再一直非常的沮丧，充满了自怜。
Why did this happen? Why does that happen?
问说这为什么这个发生，为什么那个发生？
And get into a pit of discouragement.
就落在一个沮丧的坑里面。
Well, as we sang, he takes me out of a pit.
就像我们刚唱，他把我们从坑里面给拉出来了。
And one of the best ladders I know of to get out of a pit is just to start thanking God.
我所知道从坑里面出来最好的梯子就是开始。感谢神。
And in closing, I'll tell a story.
最后我要跟你们讲一个故事。
Of some people I know.
我所认识的一些人。
This happened many years ago.
这是很多年前发生的事。
In a big church.
在一个大教会里面。
Where there was much revival.
在那里有很大的复
兴。Much blessing.
有很大的祝福。
And there was a woman named Mrs. Smith.
有一个女人，她是史密斯太太。
And this Mrs. Smith was very...Sick this morning.
这位史密斯太太今天早上
病得很厉害。She woke up with laryngitis.
她早上醒来的时候扁桃腺发炎。
Couldn't talk.
她没有办法讲话。
And she was supposed to preach that morning.
而那天早上应该是她要讲到的。
It was Wednesday morning.
那是礼拜三早上。
They had a service of about 500 people.
那个聚会差不多会有500个人。
And she was scheduled to preach.
而且预定是她要讲到的。
And she woke up and she couldn't.
他醒来的时候没有办法讲话。
Just in a whisper.
他只好轻声说。他顶多只能这样轻声的说话。
Well, I can't preach today.
他说我今天没有办法讲到了。
Someone else will have to.
一定得找别人来讲到。
So she just rolled over in bed and went back to sleep.
所以他就躺到床上又回去睡觉了。
And the telephone rang.
然后电话响了。
Oh. Reached over and took up the telephone.
他就去拿起电话筒。
Hello.Is this Mrs. Smith?
是史密斯太太吗?
Yes.
是的。
Well, this is, she named herself.
然后那个人就讲自己的名字。
A very close friend.
是她很好的朋友。
She said, Mrs. Smith.
她说史密斯太太。
God told me to tell you.
神告诉我要告诉你。
To get up and praise the Lord.
要起来赞美主。
Hi, dear. Thank you.
好好，谢谢你。
Hung up.
挂断了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。我没有办法。
Telephone rings.
电话响了。
Reaches over.
拿起来。
Mrs. Smith.
史密斯太太。
This is me again.
又是我。
Are you up praising the Lord?
你有没有起来赞美主啦
？Well, no, I really can't.
啊，我没有办法。
Well, God tells me to tell you get up, praise the Lord.
神告诉我要告诉你起来赞美主。
Oh, okay, thank you, dear.
好，谢谢你。
How can I praise the Lord? How can I do anything?
哎呀，赞美主，我能够做什么呢？
Telephone rings.
电话响了。
Hello, Mrs. Smith.
Hi, 史密斯太太。
Yes.
是的。
Are you up praising the Lord?
你有没有起来赞美主啊
？Well, not yet, dear. I'll try.
还没有，我会试试看呐。
Well, God tells me to tell you get up, praise the Lord.
神告诉我要告诉你再起来赞美主。
All right.
好吧。
She won't let me alone if I don't.
啊，我如果不赞美主，他就不放手。
So she got up and sat on the edge of the bed.
所以他就起来坐在床边。
Feeling miserable.
他觉得很不好过。
Fever.
发烧。
Can hardly talk.
很难讲话。
Telephone rings.
电话响了。
Hello, Mrs. Smith.
史密斯太太。
Yes, dear.
是的。
Are you up praising the Lord?
你有没有起来赞美主了
well, ？Not quite up yet.
还没有完全起来。
But I'm praising the Lord a little bit.
但是我有在赞美主一点啊。
God tells me to tell you to get up and praise the Lord.
神告诉我要告诉你起来赞美主。
All right.
好吧。
So she gets up.
所以她起来了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Telephone rings.
电话响了。
Yes, Mrs. Smith.
史密斯太太。
Are you up praising the Lord?
你有没有起来赞美主了
？Well, And Zion. But God says, get up and praise the Lord.
先说起来赞美主。
All right.
好吧好吧。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord. But what am I doing? Of course I'll praise you. God, I'll praise you with my voice. And God, I'll praise you anyhow. I do thank you. I do praise you. I thank you for everything you've done. And pretty soon she knows, pretty sure she realized she'd had her full voice back.
他说我要为我所有的赞美你，然后我要为你所做的感谢赞美你，然后呢在他还没有察觉之前，他的声音整个都回来了。
She preached a sermon.
他讲了一篇道。
After the sermon,
在讲道之后，
they brought forward a woman,
人们把一个女人带到前面来。
That was dying of cancer.
那个人本来因为癌症快要死掉了。
And she didn't have a week to live.
她剩下的生命不知道 不到一个礼拜。
And Mrs. Smith went and prayed for her.
史密斯太太就去为他祷告。
God healed her,
神医治了他。
Completely,
完全的医治。
Immediately,
立刻医治。
And she went home a well woman.
他回家的时候已经完全的康复。
See, the devil knew what was going to happen.
魔鬼知道将会发生什么事情。
He didn't want her healed.
他不想要那个人得医治。
So he put some infection.
所以他就把一些感染放在那里面。
So she stayed home.
好让那个太太留在家里。
But she had a friend that was wise.
但是她有位朋友是很有智慧的。
Just get up and praise the Lord.
你就是要起来赞美主。
Just get up and praise the Lord.
就要起来赞美主。
Praise is a wonderful thing.
赞美是一件很奇妙的事情。
Because it always works two ways.
因为赞美总是双向的。
It goes up.
会往上。
And it comes back to you.
然后又回到你自己那里。
You get it too.
你也得到了。
You can't.Express love and gratitude with God without having His love and gratitude entering in your heart.
你跟神表达感谢还有爱，不可能没有神的爱跟回到你的里面。
And that's why Jesus stood and protected that woman.
这就是为什么耶稣站起来保护了那个女人。
Leave her alone.
他说由她吧。
She's doing a good thing.
她是在做一件好事。
Don't stop her.
不要拦阻她。
You don't like it? Well, just I'm too sorry about it. Just.Leave her alone.
如果你不喜欢的话，那我为你感到难过，你不要管他。
And that's something this little story tells us.
这就是这个故事告诉我们的事。
How important gratitude is.
感恩有多么重要。
How important praise and expression of gratitude.
赞美还有表达感恩有多么重要。
Not because God needs it.
不是因为神需要。
Because I need it.
而是因为我需要。
You need it.
你需要。
BecauseThe more we express it, the more it will turn our life towards a positive, towards faith, towards joy, towards rejoicing.
因为我们越能够这样子的表达越感谢，就会使我们的生命越来越有喜乐，越来越正面积极。
And the less we do, the more it will turn us in on ourselves and how bad life is and how terrible things are.
我们若不越不这样做的话，就会越来越转向自己，认为说哎呀事情有多么的糟糕，日子多么不好过，你就再也没有办法荣耀神。
We won't tell him thanks anymore.
你也不再跟神感谢了。
We're going to leave church and leave the things of God.
我们就开始离开了教会，离开了神的事情。
We begin to have other idols.
就开始有其他的偶像。
And finally God says, well, I can't help them anymore. I'll just have to leave them.
终于神说我没有办法再帮助他们了，我只好离开他们。
The way down into backsliding and discouragement and the pit,
要落到冷淡退后落到坑里面的路。
All you have to do,
你所要做的
is stop praising God,
只是不再赞美神。
Stop being grateful,
不再感恩。
Just stop praising and worshiping,
单单的不再赞美敬拜。
And you'll get into the pit,
你就会掉到坑里面。
And the way out,
而出来的路呢
praise the Lord,
就是赞美主。
Praise the Lord,
赞美主。
He can work with those that praise Him, praise the Lord.
他能够在那些赞美他的人身上做工，赞美主。
Shall we stand?
请起立。
Wonderful Jesus,
奇妙的耶稣。
You fill every life with good things.
你用美物充满了每一个人的生命。
We have plenty to eat.
我们有足够的来吃。
Even so much, we throw food away.
甚至太多了，我们都把食物给丢掉。
We have so much, Lord, we can't even count our blessings.
主，我们有的太多了，我们甚至没有办法数算我们的祝福。
We have clean water to drink.
我们有干净的水可以喝。
For some places, muddy water is all they have.
但是在某些地方，他们只有充满了泥巴的水。
None at all.
有时候一点水都没有。
But you fill our life with good things.
但是你用美物充满了我们的生命。
All kinds of rich foods.
各种各样丰富的食物。
And we have cars to spare our feet.
我们有车子让我们不必走。
And we have all kinds of entertainment.
我们有各种各样的娱乐。
You've given us so much.
你给了我们这么多。
And then above that, you've given us the privilege of knowing you and believing in you.
而且你更给我们荣幸，让我们能够认识你，相信你。
I'll always be thankful.
我要不住的感谢。
That you let me know that you died for my sins.
就是你让我知道你为我的罪死了。
I'll always be thankful that you forgave my sins.
我要不住的感谢，因为你赦免了我的罪。
And I've had so much to thank you for.
我有太多可以感谢你的事。
So keep my heart grateful and thankful.
所以让我的心就充满了感恩感谢。
Let everyone here tonight, Lord.
主让今天晚上这里的每一位。
More and more realize that that's the way out of the pit.
越来越知道这就是离开坑的路。
The way down is to not be thankful.
往下的路就是不感谢。
The way up is to be thankful.
往上的路就是
感谢。To glorify you.
荣耀你。
To praise you.
来赞美你。
To give you the incense of a heart of love.
从爱的心来向你献上香。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.